Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Police are still searching for a man behind a frightening burglary where a man was held at knife point. The unknown man broke into a Simpson Street home and threatened the resident while demanding car keys at around 4 a.m. on April 14th. The man, who is believed to have crashed a stolen Toyota Hilux before the burglary, left the house when the resident locked themselves in a room. A Certificate 3 in early childhood education is proving to be the most popular choice for Mount Isa residents looking to further their studies. According to TAFE, a Cert 3 in Electrotechnology Electrician is also a popular choice for local students, and they're both free of charge for people aged 25 and under. Training and Skills Minister Lance McCallum says it's part of the state government's Big Build initiative.
Thanks to our Big Build, we're going to have a generation's worth of good jobs on offer.
Flood damage is top of mind for the Mayor of Cloncurry, with his council introducing a policy to manage the effective restoration of roads. It comes after a wild wet season caused extensive damage to gravel roads across the Shire, with a long list still blocked by floodwaters. Greg Campbell says he is committed to maintaining the Shire's $400 million worth of assets, including the roads.
We're instigating a policy when we get flood damage, which we have at the moment, after the big wet season we've had, which caused a lot of damage to our Shire gravel roads, on how we can restore them effectively.
And it may be treasured by graziers across northwest Queensland, but authorities are trying to label buffel grass as a destructive weed. The foreign grass, known as the King of Pastures, is used to feed cattle for 6 months of the year, but it is also considered one of the most environmentally serious weed species that can reduce native plant diversity.